But one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Forgetting what lies behind. Doesn't Paul know that those who forget the past are doomed to repeat it? Doesn't Paul know that any therapist worth their salt is going to want you to remember the past and delve into it? How then can Paul advocate forgetting what lies behind? Let's simply assume for a moment that Paul is onto something. Let's assume for a moment that there might be spiritual benefits in forgetting what lies behind. Because Ecclesiastes teaches, and no disrespect to historians, that whether we remember the past or not, we're still doomed to repeat it anyway. In the words of Solomon, what has been is what will be. What has been done is what will be done. And there's nothing new under the sun. In other words, knowledge of the past is not enough to keep the past from repeating. So then, let's assume for a moment that when Paul advocates forgetting what lies behind, he's on to something. Because Psalm 51 teaches, and no disrespect to therapists, that if you and I were to delve deeply into our past, to try to discover the moment or moments where our lives veered off course, where it all began to go wrong, we'd have to go all the way back to the day that we were born. In fact, all the way back to the moment that we were conceived. In the words of David, I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me. The foolishness of God is wiser than the wisdom of the world. So let's hear again that little bit of foolishness from St. Paul. One thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on. Paul had things in his past that would have taken his eyes off of the future that God had given him in Christ. Paul had things in his rearview mirror that would have taken his eyes off the road ahead. And too much looking back, too much looking into that rearview mirror would have caused a devastating crash and a faith totaled. What things in your life take your eyes off the future that God has given you in Christ? What things do you have in your rearview mirror that keep distracting you from the road of pure grace that God has stretched out ahead? For some, like St. Paul, it's a lifetime of trying to gain and have one's own righteousness, a past life of building a moral and spiritual resume in hopes of pleasing God. For others, it's sins that others have done to them, verbally, physically, or sexually abusive parents, family members, or other people, things suffered from friends or peers or exes or a spouse, a bad experience with certain Christians or with a church. There are many things like these that can have our eyes locked onto the rearview mirror, our souls locked on to the pain of the past, making it all but impossible for us to focus on the future that God has given, on the road that He has stretched out before us, the road that lies ahead. For still others, it's the sinful things that they've done, shadows from the past that get conjured up by a memory, a dream, photograph, a song, whatever causes you to drift back to when you did those things, said those things, when you hurt that friend, that girl, or your spouse, your child, or yourself. Your eyes lock on the rearview mirror. Your conscience locks on to those past sins and to the guilt. And you're no longer focused on the forgiveness that God has granted you, on the road of mercy that He has stretched out before you. And as we all know, at least those of us who drive too much time with our eyes locked on the rearview mirror, it's going to lead to a crash. And a soul locked too much on the past can lead to a spiritual disaster, a faith badly mangled or completely totaled. So God sets before you this day a word that points you always forward. It's a word of foolishness, a word of infinite grace. It's the word of a fellow sinner who says, "One thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on." Toward what? Toward the goal, for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. In other words, eyes off that rearview mirror. Eyes off the past. Eyes on Jesus. Eyes on the open road that's before you. The road that's paved with the grace of Jesus and leads to Jesus, to our Father's house, to the wiping away of every tear, to an eternal home. Forgetting what lies behind, straining forward to that which lies ahead, press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Christ, the way forward. Christ, the goal. Christ, the prize. Christ, the upward call. Christ, our eternal life. Forgetting everything else. Forgetting that resume of good works and the past self-righteousness to which we've clung. Forgetting the sins that have been done to you. Forgetting the sins that you yourself have done. And why should you be forgetting these things? Because on account of Christ, God has already forgotten them. Isaiah 43, "I am He who blots out your transgressions for my own sake and remembers your sins no more." Jeremiah 31, "I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more." Hebrews 10, "For by one sacrifice He has made perfect forever those who are being made holy." The Holy Spirit also testifies to us about this. "Their sins and lawless acts I will remember no more." When God looks at your past, 10 years ago, 10 minutes ago, 10 seconds ago, when God looks at your past, He sees Jesus only. He sees the atoning blood that blots out every last transgression. He sees the divine blood that perfectly covers every lawless deed. Because of Jesus, God not only forgives your sins, He forgets them, does not remember them, in fact, cannot remember them. Because His forgive and forget are not at all like ours. For when He forgives and forgets, He does so perfectly, instantaneously, and eternally. He who spoke the stars into being says that He remembers your sins no more. He does not lie. God has forgotten your sinful past perfectly and completely. That's why you should forget it too. That does take a fair amount of straining, actually. Because again, our forgetfulness isn't perfect like God's forgetfulness is. This is why Paul says, one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on. Forgetting, straining, present tense, continuously, repeatedly, knowing that the only way we can ever forget, the only way we can ever begin to forget what lies behind us is to have Jesus always before us. Jesus crucified for you. Jesus crucified for me. Jesus raised for you. Jesus raised for me. Sin is so deeply within us that we have to strain hard to forget what God in His mercy has already completely forgotten. So eyes off that rearview mirror. Unless it's only to glance back quickly at all that God in Christ has done for you. Otherwise, eyes forward. Eyes on Christ and on all that lies ahead. Christ the goal. Christ the prize. Christ the upward call. Christ with you. Christ within you. Christ beside you. Christ to win you. Christ to comfort and restore you. Christ beneath you, Christ above you. Christ behind you, Christ before you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We confess together the Apostles' Creed. Please rise. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.